sitting comfortably, then I'll begin.
That's the way computers talk to each other.
Unbelievable! Amazing! Fantastic!
Welcome, Moon!
Hello and welcome to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. We had a few cancellations as far as interviews go for Talking Arts, so we didn't have a Talking Arts this week. But we've got a couple of interesting interviews on Blue Mountains Live. The first one being with Pat Powell, who's bringing the Dancing in the Shadows of Motown show to the Blue Mountains Theatre. Towards the end of next month. And then we've got one with Tim Mayan, who's a dulcimer player who has a group, a four-piece from Canberra called Super Rats, and they're going to be playing down at the Sydney Folk Festival, which we're highlighting a little bit for the next couple of months just to... let you know what's happening there. And so they're going to be playing down at the Sydney Folk Festival on the 19th of August. The festival runs the 18th, 19th and 20th of August. And we'll find out all about the group and about the instruments they play, particularly the cymbalom that Tim plays. It's a huge dulcimer instrument, pretty interesting stuff. And hear some tracks from them. So stay tuned. Have a beverage, sit down and have a listen to some of the background to these very interesting musicians. Pat Powell will be having on the station a couple of times in the lead up to those Motown shows. He'll be on with Ron and Robin, particularly on Robin's show, I imagine, a bit later in the month, and then I'll get him back again on the weekend of the show. It's going to be a pretty big show, and it's normally a show that sells out pretty quick. So after you listen to the interview, I'd get online and buy your tickets straight away. But, coming up, we're going to hear from him. But first we'll hear a track from Pat Powell, from the many different types of genres that he plays.
Baking in the morning, then I'm cooking all day. Don't need a second warning, 'cause if baby gets what baby wants, then you know I'm gonna get me mine. Gonna get me mine. Baby likes to shop, she likes to get new stuff, and I'm picking up the bill on everything she wants. Carry all the bags from store to store, I never say enough, just more, baby, more. 'Cause if baby gets what baby wants, no one gonna get me mine, gonna get me mine. I'm a man of simple needs, easy to keep, so easy to please. Eat all my food, spend all my dimes, give a little loving in the evening time. Spend on my dimes, give me a little loving in the evening time. a girl, and she got me. We got an understanding how things gotta be. Let me tell you, brother, can you please take a note? You gotta keep a girl happy, or don't rock the boat. Cause if baby gets what baby wants, then you know I'm gonna get me mine. I'm gonna get me mine. Cause if baby gets what baby needs, then you know I'm gonna get me mine. 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 Gonna get me mine.
Hi, and welcome to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. Tonight, I'm building up to a show that's going to be here later next month, but I thought I'd have on the show the showrunner for the show, and that's Pat Powell. Welcome to the show, Pat.
Thanks, Brad. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, as we were discussing off air, hopefully a few people up here in the mountains will know who you are. And as you mentioned to me, you already know a few people up here. And is it your son was living up here for a while?
My son lived in Lura for 3 years and worked in Katoomba. So he's got a lot of friends up there. A couple of people actually work at the station.
Okay, yeah. Well, I know he's good friends with Willem Hendrickson. Willem used to have a show on the program on the station called Retro Rehash.
Yeah.
And he's now sort of moved on a bit. He's not doing that show at the moment, but he's been working on a lot of local community music festivals and youth music programs and things like that. So
that's fantastic. We need more of that.
Yeah, well, I worked with Willem on Winter Magic, which we just recently ran again, sort of at full exposure, full speed. We had the parade back. We had lots of music stages and the big show with the Thundermentals, and also on that main stage was Midnight Tea Party, who I believe you also know.
Yeah, I worked with them years ago now, but they credit me with mentoring them, which I probably did a little bit, especially in old Jamaican reggae and rock steady. But we had a great relationship. We did quite a few gigs together and had a lot of fun, and we're still connected. We're still friends.
Brilliant. So with that sort of connection, I thought I'd have you on early. So the show Dancing in the Shadows of Motown is the show that you're bringing to the mountains later in September, on September 23rd at the Blue Mountains Theatre.
Correct.
And how involved in that are you? Have you been sort of, I believe you've just flown back in from Mexico.
Yeah, I got back. Yesterday.
Right.
I was away for a week with the Melbourne Ska Orchestra, which is, you know, like my main band. But I kind of balanced the two shows, Dancing in the Shadows of Motown and the Melbourne Ska Orchestra, pretty equally.
Right.
And that gets me through the year. But also, you know, I've got other little projects that I do. I've been up in the Blue Mountains. I played at, Hotel Victoria not too long ago with Jason Thornton.
All right, Victoria and Albert up at Mount
Vic.
Yeah. And, of course, we know Jason. Jason's a well-known musician up here.
Well, I've got a lot of history with Jason, so... You know, every now and again, I'll come up and do something with him. And obviously, I've got other little smaller outfits that, you know, like maybe next year when Winter Magic's happening, I can come up and do that.
Well, that'd be brilliant. That'd get a lot of people very excited.
Yeah.
We do know about Pat's background, and what we've what we're hoping to do is to get Pat back on the station in the coming weeks as we lead up to the show he's going to be doing. So we're going to get you on, Pat, with Ron Green and Robin Catchlove, who do morning programs.
It'll be a pleasure.
And just do a couple of interviews where you maybe go over your career, because they play a lot of 60s, 70s, 80s music, and your career. I don't want to put an age on you there, Pat.
But... I don't mind. It covers all of that. I was around when a lot of that music was first released.
Right. With a career spanning like 40 years, you've worked with a lot of Australians. You've worked with a lot of overseas acts when they've come and toured here. So there's a lot to delve into. So I did want to try and do that on the first instance. But we will get you to come back and talk about that. But also we'll have you back on Blue Mountains Live towards the end of September, probably just that weekend to let everybody know about the show. But once again, if you want to get tickets to Dancing in the Shadows of Motown, you can go to Blue Mountains Theatre website or Facebook page and buy your tickets. And I think people should start doing that now. Absolutely, because
we tend to sell out, which is lucky for us, because the music's fantastic and everyone knows it. But it's always sad when someone says, "I tried to get a ticket." You've got to be early.
That's it. You've got to be early. And so we're giving people plenty of notice. But if you're not aware on what you might miss out on if you don't go and buy a ticket now, just go to the Blue Mountains Theatre Facebook page, or even look up Pat Powell on Facebook or on his website, and just have a look at the live footage from some of the shows, and you'll realise why you have to go along. This looks like one constant party, Pat, I imagine.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, you start playing a song, and people start singing.
Right.
Next thing you know, they're on their feet and they're rocking away wherever they can, you know.
Have you ever had some of the venues try to keep people in their seats rather than dancing in the aisles?
Yeah, we did during COVID.
All right, of course.
So we actually used to sing Dancing in Your Seats.
Oh, okay.
Instead of dancing in the streets.
Try and attempt to keep them...
Yeah, and people were struggling with it, but... they had no choice at the time.
Right.
But since COVID, not really. The biggest problem is usually at the end of the night, people get really excited and they want to get up, and then they're standing in front of someone.
Yeah.
So, you know, now and again, you'll get like maybe one or two people who complain that they couldn't see.
Right.
But generally, people are really polite.
I imagine that's fairly rare, you know.
Yeah. But people are generally really polite, and if they want to dance, they go off to the sides or they go up to the back.
Well, of course.
They'll find a little space, you know.
In any of that sort of music, there's always an element of respect and love. So, you know, whether it's the ska or the R&B or the soul or the Motown, in fact.
Yeah, it does attract a more kind of, I don't know, laid-back, respectable kind of person.
Except for when they want to dance. They need to get up and throw themselves around.
Well, you can't. It's good for your soul, throwing yourself around a little bit, you know.
That'll be brilliant. We'll, as I said to people, we'll get you to come and do some, maybe a couple of just ones leading up, just to give us. Then we can delve into the history of Patu and your career, that which would be great. We've also got a fellow named Maynard who does a show on a Tuesday night. He may even contact you because he does a show called One Love, which is all ska and reggae.
Oh, wonderful.
And so he might get you on to talk about the Melbourne Ska Orchestra.
Yeah, my absolute pleasure.
That could be a whole interview in itself, probably.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, like they're on a 20-year anniversary at the moment, so yeah, there's plenty to talk about.
Oh, good heavens. And that's who you've just been touring with, is that right?
Yeah, I've just come back from the Global Ska Festival in Mexico City.
Wow. Well, there you are. Yes, you must come on and talk to Maynard about that.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you, Pat, for coming on.
Thank you, Brad.
And I'm probably going to ask you for a musical reference to play something, so quite happy to play anything. You know, we can play something from Motown. We may maybe get you to pick a Motown song, but I also probably tonight will play one of yours. I'll play Spin Around Stiley or something like that, you know.
Yeah, okay. For a Motown song, you know, something like Bernadette. We don't do it, but I love it.
All right, okay.
By the Four Tops.
Yep. Okay, well, he's Bernadette by the Four Tops, and thanks again, Pat.
Thank you.
Sydney's coolest little urban winter music festival returns to the Surry Hills precinct in the heart of Sydney this August 18th to 20th. Sydney Folk Festival brings together a wide range of music, celebrating traditions old and new, from our own backyard to those from across the world. There's no better way to find your folk, whether you like a little bit traddy, a little bit revival, or spiced up with modern grooves and catchy hooks, you'll soon discover the rich diversity of folk. Get your folk on this August when Sydney Folk Festival comes to town. Tickets are now on sale and artist announcements are rolling off the press. Experience the music, the culture, the community. Sydney Folk Festival 2023. To find out more, visit sydneyfolkfestival.com.au.
Hi, I'm Rob Yule from The Orchard Boat. You're listening to Radio Blue Mountains on 89.1 FM.
Hi, this is Dave Faulkner from The Hoodoo Gurus. You may ask, what's my thing? I'll tell you. My thing is Radio Blue Mountains. Supporting local music.
Smile and let a smile be your umbrella. Together, cause the feeling is right. Take me by the hand and we'll dance throughout the night. Any dime I need will disappear, alright. Talk to brother man, we can make the wrong things right. Follow fashion monkey, always trying to please. Travel down the line, we'll bring you to your knees. All you need is a smile and an open hand. One step at a time, one by one you win a heart. Together, cause the feeling's right. Take me by the hand and we'll dance throughout the night. Any dime I need will disappear, alright. Talk to brother man, we can make the wrong things right. Follow fashion monkey, always trying to please. Travel down the line, we'll bring you to your knees. All you need is a smile and an open hand. One step at a time, one by one you win a heart.
Doesn't matter where I've been, doesn't matter what I've seen, it's nothing that means anything without you. When the black dog is
at your door. You know I'm there with you when you can't take it anymore. You know I'm there with you, and there's nowhere in this wide world that I wouldn't go for you. When the black dog is at your door, you know I'm there with you. When it rains without end, you know I'm there with you. When you lose faith in all your friends, you know I'm there with you. And all you got to do is call out. All you got to say is now. There's nowhere in this wide world that I wouldn't go for you. Looking at the sky. Doesn't matter where I've been. Doesn't matter what I've seen. There's nothing that means anything without you. When the black dog is at your door, you know I'm there with you. When you can't take it anymore, you know I'm there with you. And there's nowhere in this wide world that I wouldn't go for you. When the black dog is at your door, you know I'm there with you. When the black dog is at your door, you know I'm there with you.
So a bit of a moody piece there from Nick Dante to kick off the directory section of the program. Thank you to Pat Powell for all that, for the interview and the lead up to seeing the Motown show down at the Blue Mountains Theatre. But we're going to talk about what's happening this weekend now, and we've got Nick Dante there who did that lovely piece, which is called A Black Dog. And if you go online and do a search for Nick on the YouTubes, you'll see that piece in an animated video clip that goes with it. Quite clever and very interesting. So that's Nick Dante with Black Dog, and so Nick will be at the. At the Two Doctors on the weekend. He'll be down there at the Fairmont Resort down in Lura at the Two Doctors, and he's down there tomorrow night. You could see him and Mac Tox down at the Two Doctors tomorrow night. Kicks off at 8:30 as usual with gigs down at the Two Doctors. Mac Tox, one of the best known guitarist up here in the mountains, very talented chap, and together it's a pretty good night to go and see them down at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern. Shout out to Chris Cannell, who organises those gigs through Music in the Mountains, and then also tomorrow night over at the Bootlegger We have Mark Shelley, a free event. The Two Doctors is free, but you've got to pay for the whiskies, but you need to drink excessively down there. But don't drive. It's a great venue down there at the Two Doctors. But the Bootlegger is also a good live music venue. Free entry and organised through Fusion Boutique. They're great gigs, those ones. So that's Mark Shelley at the Bootlegger. That's tomorrow night as well. That's a bit later on. Kicks off at 9, goes through to 11. So it's a slightly later gig, but still worthwhile, of course. Now we've also got on the weekend. We've got on Saturday. We've got the Lounge Cats down at the Two Doctors. So that's sort of the blues portion of the weekend for the Two Doctors. Usually it's sort of a bit more jazz on the Friday night, a bit more blues on the Saturday night. But of course, most of the acts and the duos, etc., mix it up a bit. So both are always worthwhile. So that's the Lounge Cats. That's our friend Boris Hunt down there at the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern, once again kicking off at 8:30 and going through till usually goes through till about 10:30, but I think the Lounge Cats usually go a bit later. So I think that's a good one for a Saturday night. Goes a bit later down the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern down there in Lura. Other gigs on the weekend. We've got on Saturday, there's live music at the Bootlegger, and that one's at Slide McBride. Free entry down there, once again, 9 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we've got Wolf is down at the Sunday Sessions at Arnie Ed's. So, pretty full weekend as usual. And also for Sunday is the Bootlegger. So most nights during the weekend, you can either go to the Two Doctors or to the Bootlegger or to both if you want to, you know, do an hour at each. You could run back and forth. I think that's actually not a bad idea. So pick one for one night and the other for the other night. But Sunday afternoon at the Bootlegger, which kicks off at, it's 6. Both Arnie Ed's and the Bootlegger on a Sunday kick off at 6. But we've got Abby Lane on her ghost tour on Sunday. Down at the Bootlegger on Sunday, kicking off at 6 o'clock. And so that's the directory information for the weekend. We're going to now kick over to an interview I did with Tim Mayan, who's going to be performing down at the Sydney Folk Festival coming up, performing on the 19th with his band Super Rats from Canberra. And we did an interview with him, yesterday we did an interview with Tim. So hope you enjoy, and I probably won't end off the night. I'll probably then leave you a bit of music after Tim and then go straight into View from the Stand with Steve Perry, who's still following the Women's FIFA World Cup. So let's get into it and hear from Tim Mayan.
This is Ed Cooper. You're listening to Radio Blue Mountains.
Stranded. Hello and welcome back to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. Thanks to Pat Powell there. We heard talking to us about the upcoming Motown shows. But something that's also coming up is the Sydney Folk Festival. We've had a few people on, we've been interviewing, and we've interviewed a few people from up here in the mountains who are going down for the festival, including Sarah Humphreys. But we've got someone who's one of the reasonably high up the lineup on the day, and that's Tim Mayen from Super Rats. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thanks, Brad. Nice to talk to you.
Now, where are the Super Rats from? You're a Sydney band?
Oh. No, we're a Canberra band.
Right.
Yeah. In fact, the four members of the band are, you know, within 5 minutes walk of each other down here. So we are a truly, village-like phenomenon down here.
Okay. And of course, it's a flat, well-thought-out town planning type walk.
Yep. It's very easy. There are no excuses for not coming to the band practices. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Right. You're right. And so how long have you guys known each other?
We're childhood friends in some cases, so we've known each other a long time, and all the other musicians in the band with me are sort of well-known local musos here in various fields, or eclectic bunch of fields, but I've got them doing something even more eclectic than any other project they've been in before, which is playing this Romanian and Roma folk music that I'm obsessed with.
Right.
So okay. They've very kindly agreed to go into that world with me, and it's a lot of fun.
Let's do some housekeeping. You can run through the members.
Sure. It's me on cymbalom and vocals, and Pip Thompson on the violin. Simon Millman is the double bassist, and Alistair Price plays the piano accordion.
Great. And you coming up for the Sydney Folk Festival, do you do a number of shows at the festival, or is it just one show?
It'll just be one show this time. At the Tom Mann Theatre there, which is one of the main venues for the festival. I think there's two next to each other, the Gaelic Club and the Tom Mann Theatre.
Right.
So
it's good to get into that, because I haven't really gone into that before. We've been playing promos for the festival, and as I said, because Sarah Humphreys, a regular up here, is coming down, we interviewed her, and another presenter here on Radio Blue Mountains, Richard Keegan, has been working his way through some of the people who are going to be at the folk festival. So you'll be travelling up to Canberra. Now, you were telling me you have travelling up from Canberra. You told me you had a show down in Canberra the night before?
Yeah, we'll be playing here a sort of a hometown show the night before, and then we'll make our way up and into the big smoke and look for a place to park. And it'll be very interesting playing a sort of an inner city folk festival. You know, to my mind, folk festivals are always kind of country town affairs. They're often, even if they're not in a country town, they're sort of in a showground or some out of the way place where people can camp. So it'll be fun doing a festival in the middle of the city.
Yeah, no, I imagine there's usually some sort of paddock involved, so there isn't this time. Now you touched on the style of music there, the Romanian bass to the music, and when I was listening to your tracks, I was, I obviously made the transition that we do with a lot of the acts who play up here doing sort of, Balkan jazz and whatever. And that's, in some sort of seedy sort of cafe somewhere in Europe, Daniel Craig playing a game of poker in the back and, you guys on stage.
It's music with a lot of associations and a lot of, some of those cinematic associations too from the whole Cold War era and back even further into the kind of, the cafe music scene of Europe. So yeah, it's music that's so we play traditional music from Romania, basically what they call their muzica lautărească. That means like music that's played by this sort of professional kind of hereditary musicians. Most of them are Roma people, what we used to call gypsies, and they, you know, pass the music down from parent to child, and so it's a kind of a living tradition, and it's not, they learn by ear and stuff, and they do all these amazing fancy things, amazing things with the music.
And is it reasonably unique, even though it's sort of gypsy music, and there is gypsy music across Europe of different types? Is it somewhere you'd have to go to Bucharest or somewhere to actually be able to hear it?
Yeah, it's pretty unique to Romania. So you see a lot of the same phenomenons in gypsy music of like other countries, like say Serbia or Bulgaria or somewhere like that. There are a lot of the same things are done. Like, so they usually just often make it a lot more fancy and complex and put in more virtuoso stuff. So that kind of exciting element to it.
Right.
And they do kind of like what people have done with jazz. So over time, you know, you can imagine people who are pro musicians, they get bored and they start messing with the harmonies, they start making variations. So it is, in its own way, it's got its own kind of improvisation techniques, not the same as jazz, but there are improvisations in it. A lot of them come from Turkish music and from more Eastern sort of music.
And of course, something that does make it a bit more unique is your instrument, the cimbalom. So
that's right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the cimbalom is like a big dulcimer. If you don't know what that is, it's just basically a box, a wooden box with a whole lot of strings on it. So over 100 strings. The one I play has got about 145 strings on a good day.
Yeah.
And then you take two little sticks or beaters, a bit like xylophone sticks or like a drum stick in some ways, and your hands fly around trying to hit the right strings in the right order.
Right.
And it creates a big kind of a fun, raucous, rhythmic sound. The thing I like about the Romanian way of playing it is it's really rhythmic. So it is like the drum kit. We don't have a drum kit. Instead, we've got the cimbalom that's sort of like the center of the band.
But you are creating rhythms on the
cimbalom. Yeah. It's very rhythmic. And in fact, to the extent that these days, you know, like, so modern Romanian bands, they'll plug all the sounds into their Korg synthesizer or something and do it on cheap that way. But they still.
And could a trained ear pick that? Do you go, oh, those guys are fake?
You know? Oh, no, it's not fake, because that's sort of where that's. People are doing. I don't know where the tradition has it. It's not my preferred sound, but you know, things move on and people do different things. But it's funny because they still program in the sound of this instrument because that's what people want to hear. That's what clues you into what rhythm it is. You know, when you hear that particular beat that the cimbalom makes.
Right. I just lost you for a bit there, Tim. Do you want to? Mm-hmm. Do you want to do that again?
Yeah, sure.
Just from where I asked, can you pick the fake ones?
Yeah, I don't mind that the tradition moves on, you know, like I wouldn't say it's fake, because you just have to accept what people are doing these days. But the interesting point to me is that even if they don't use the cimbalom anymore, they still program in the sound of it, because that's what people want to hear, that's what they associate with these particular rhythms. So
right,
it's still continues.
No, brilliant. Okay, so now you've sent me a few tracks, and we'll definitely play a few tracks. What I might do is I might play one now, just because we're talking about the cimbalom,
sure,
and people want to hear it. What would you equate it to? What does it sound similar to? So,
If you imagine something, I always say somewhere between a honky tonk piano and a xylophone.
Right. But it is very distinctive, you know. It is.
It is.
I think it's easy to know that something else is going on there. So
yeah.
So you have sent me some tracks. We might play a track. Which track do you think we should play?
Oh, to hear the sound of the cimbalom in a few different moods. Why don't you play the one called Doina Pământului? Yeah, I'll clue you to which one that is later if you want.
Yeah, no, that's fine. There's enough in there.
It's D O I N A. It starts with, I think it's the fourth track.
Okay.
All
right. Okay.
So it starts off slow and then gets fast. So.
And how do we pronounce it again?
Doina Pamuntului.
And this is from Super Rats. And we'll come back and continue talking to Tim.
Thank you.
Wow, that's pretty amazing, that track there, Tim.
Thanks.
That's great. So obviously you are going to be playing that at the festival.
Oh yeah, we'll do that one for sure. Yeah, it's okay. Always a favorite.
And have you? Is there somewhere where people can go and hear these tracks? Do you have them up on the platforms? And
yes, we've got a website at super-rats.com.
Right.
And you can listen to all the tracks there, but they're also on the Bandcamp site. So.
And people can...
you can stream them or download them,
pay for them, hopefully?
Free? If you want to.
They do the maybe you do the buy us a coffee thing. Do you do that on Bandcamp?
You can either set it to be pay what you wish or pay. I think I've got it set to a small couple of dollars per track kind of thing at the moment. But
brilliant.
Yeah, it's okay. A variety.
But do go to the website and have a bit of a look. I was had a bit of a quick look, and it's a pretty interesting story. So the story of the genre of the music. I then started to go off and look at the background of the music a little bit, and it's pretty interesting. So
yeah, something that's fascinated me for many years, and the deeper I go into it, the more there is to find out about it. So I guess I hope to share that fascination with the audience.
So we should also, as well as doing housekeeping on you, we should do housekeeping on the Folk Festival. So the Folk Festival is the 18th, 19th and 20th of August. What day are you playing?
We're playing on the Saturday the 19th.
On the 19th, yep. Have you had a look at the listings of some of the other people playing? Is there anybody you're looking forward to seeing?
Oh yeah, I'll definitely try and catch a few acts that are on. I'd like to hear the Yaga band, or which is a Ukrainian group. It's kind of a similar style, maybe not too similar, but same part of the world. I'd like to hear the sort of similarities and differences in what we do.
Right. Excellent. Okay. And what do you know a time on the Saturday that you guys are playing?
Yes, we're playing at 2:45 p.m.
Right. Because that's the thing I think people forget to make a note of is they note the day, but then they forget to note the times. And the times can slide around a little bit. Folk festival will know they'll get there and they'll think they're listening to the band they want to come see, and it's actually somebody totally different.
So. Yeah, there's so many acts on them. They have a very quick turnaround. So, it's not unknown that they go a little bit behind time.
That's it. Give yourselves plenty of time to get in and see Super Rats playing at the Sydney Folk Festival on the 19th. Excellent. Thank you for coming on, Tim.
Thank you.
And we hope a lot of people from the Blue Mountains will make the trip down to see the performance. Any plans to come up to the mountains?
Yes, I'd love to. We've got plans in train. It's a very busy part of the world, though, in terms of
you've got to plan ahead. So my suggestion from your music would fit in perfectly with the Get Folked part of the Winter Magic Festival.
Yes, right.
So okay. we're planning next year's festival now. We've already started. So
thanks for the tip.
Be great to see you up here at something like that.
That would be really interesting, yeah.
Indeed. All right, Tim, once again, thank you. And we might play something else. Now, is there another track of yours or is there a track of one of the other bands you might want to hear?
Well, if you want to play another one of ours, there's a really nice violin piece called Au plecat olten la coasa. It's a song melody that used to get played on the pan flute back in the old days, but it goes nicely on the violin too.
Okay, and who's the instrumentalist who plays the violin?
That's our violinist Pip Thompson on featuring as the soloist on that one.
Brilliant. Okay, so as I said, thanks for coming on, and he's Pip Thompson on the track, which is called
Au plecat olten la quasa is the title.
Brilliant. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
I'm Pat Powell, and the sound of Young America is coming to the Blue Mountains Theater. The show is called Dancing in the Shadows of Motown. There's horns, there's singers, there's excitement, there's variety. All of the stars from yesteryear will be performed that night. Come along, Saturday, 23rd of September.
You're listening to Blue Mountains Live with Brad Diedrich.
We're a little late, so say goodbye.